Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Later in the morning, we have a number of ways that we will ask for your contributions. We're taking your questions for President Obama on health reform for tonight. We have a page for that at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll take some on the air in just a few minutes. And later, we'll be taking phone calls from parents with the question, how are your PTA dues used? There's a big controversy in New York City right now about dues that go for teachers' aides in classrooms. We'll explore that controversy, and we'll ask, what do your dues buy? And if you're in a wealthier area, is that fair to the other school? Should your dues be taxed? We'll hear a proposal for taxing PTA dues coming up later this morning. But right now, here's the newest in a string of black eyes for the CIA. A federal judge in Washington is now considering sanctions against former CIA director George Tenet for fraud, specifically for withholding information in a lawsuit against the CIA by a former drug enforcement agent. Now, this is becoming a theme in the summer of 2009, the CIA illegally keeping secrets from other branches of government, at least allegedly illegally. It was just a few weeks ago that CIA Director Leon Panetta revealed Dick Cheney's secret plan to assassinate al-Qaeda leaders and his possibly illegal order to the CIA not to tell Congress. So let's talk about this with Bob Baer, former CIA agent in the Middle East, now a Time Magazine intelligence columnist and author of the books See No Evil and his recent one, The Devil We Know, dealing with the new Iranian superpower. We'll touch on whether Iran is coming apart as well and why he sees the current turmoil there as the military versus the clerics. So, Bob Baer, thanks for coming on again. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
You wrote on Time.com that that secret Cheney plan to have the agency assassinate top al-Qaeda members may be less than meets the eye. Why do you think?
I think, Brian, it's a diversion from all the other CIA's problems. And when you look at it in that context, in missing Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, the torture controversy now lying to a court, it's almost a diversion from the real problems we see in the CIA. Now, technically, the CIA should have sent what's called a memorandum of notification to Congress that it set up this unit to plan assassinations. But the facts remain that no assassinations were conducted. There was no real planning. There were no targets, no weapons, and so on. I think what's titillating about this story is the fact that Cheney went to the CIA director and specifically told him, don't tell Congress. And I think that Congress sees red meat here. And it's an issue that they're safe on because they didn't know anything about it. Now, torture, they had been told at some level that this was going on, and they're embarrassed now. So I think they're happy to change the subject.
Do you have an opinion about whether Cheney committed a crime by ordering the CIA to withhold the plan from congressional intelligence leaders? They're supposed to be kept in the loop on things like that, aren't they?
Well, he's committed multiple crimes, from illegal wiretaps to the torture, in fact. This is just another one. Now, the real question is, did the CIA participate in military assassinations, this is a Pandora's box that nobody's opened? If he did commit a crime, it's a minor one. There's many more things I think we should go after him for.
But you're saying that the CIA did not actually participate in any actual assassinations of al-Qaeda leaders, aren't you?
They didn't. Unless there's another shoe to drop, they never killed anybody. They didn't even really have a team to do this. I mean, come on, the CIA doesn't do this sort of thing. You know, people with pistols and silencers, they're liberal arts majors, you know. It was just sort of a fantasy on the CIA's part and Cheney's.
Well, why is it the CIA who would assassinate someone, even if it is legal? You mentioned liberal arts majors. I think most Americans think of the CIA as an intelligence-gathering agency that just, at least in the best of times, passes on the best information they can glean to policymakers. But do they have a military role?
They have none at all. You know, you have the thing called the Special Operations Group. I used to work with these guys, and they're logistics officers, basically. You know, you drop things out of helicopters to the locals and that sort of thing. But there is no paramilitary group. There is nobody remotely you could consider be assassins inside the CIA.
But stuff has happened in the past, right? Hasn't the CIA
absolutely
participated in the overthrow of governments?
Oh, in Phoenix, yes. In Phoenix program in Vietnam, absolutely. But that was a long time ago, and those people are long retired.
Iran in the 50s, Chile in the 70s, not the CIA?
Well, no, they did. Iran was clearly a CIA operation, the Mossadegh coup, but it was farmed out to Iranians and British intelligence officers. But it really, people keep on thinking of the CIA as having some sort of ninjas that can, you know, come out of the walls and get bin Laden. That is a myth.
Former CIA agent Bob Baer with us on WNYC. Among other things, he was the subject of the movie Syriana. Remember that? 212-433-WNYC if you want to get in on the conversation. 212-433-9692 or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So the headline of your Time.com piece was, the CIA is keeping secrets. Hello? So are you just saying, of course they keep secrets from Congress, don't be so naive, or are you being more critical than that of the CIA?
On this issue, I'm being less critical because it's all the time the CIA has contingency plans. Most of them, or a lot of them, I should say, are harebrained. They know it. And you just don't tell Congress until you're ready to go. I mean, the crazy ideas we used to sit up at night and talk about that never came to fruition are legion. And if we'd gone to Congress the next morning, that's all we would do is be on the Hill. So we're going to have to know more of the details of this program. And maybe it is a wedge to get into the White House. And I assume the Democrats know this. They're not going to find that there were any assassinations, but it's going to be a wedge to get into the Cheney White House and the assassinations that were conducted by the SEALs and Delta Force and the rest of them.
So here's a question from our website. A listener asks, when I read the headline that the CIA revealed it had been running a secret program to kill al-Qaeda leaders and that the CIA chief put a stop to it, I did a triple take. Was this The Onion? April Fool's Day? After all, if the CIA isn't doing this, then just what the heck are they doing? What do you say to that listener?
I hate to be a Pollyanna, exactly. I mean, you know, I'm a private citizen now, and, you know, let's put the morality aside, but I wish the CIA could assassinate bin Laden and Zawahiri, his second guy, and we would get out of Afghanistan and leave and never go back again. I mean, in our dreams, we would love to see this, but It's not to be. Yeah, and the question is really in 2001, the president gave the CIA the authority to assassinate in an October finding. This was well covered in the Washington Post and many newspapers since. This finding that you can go out and use lethal force to kill people. Where's this nuance on this particular assassination? Why is everybody so upset about it?
Well, what is U.S. policy on assassinations? Is there U.S. law on this? Is there international law?
There's international law against it. I mean, you obviously can't go into a foreign country and conduct a military operation without all sorts of international authorities, from the U.N. in particular. It is against the law, but, you know, under an act of war, you can use assassination. It's called destroying command nodes. It's a nice term, isn't it?
Nodes and other body parts.
Yeah, exactly. But look, we did assassinate with a Predator and a Hellfire missile in Yemen. We hit a car with six people in it, including one citizen, American citizen. Everyone was killed. It was the CIA that pulled the trigger. This is why the drift of my article is like, what's new? You know, why is everybody so excited? We're missing something about this story. It's certainly not worth a full-fledged congressional investigation. And my feeling is, I am so against torture, is that this is about putting the past behind us, getting people thinking about something else. Because the CIA officers were present when prisoners were beaten to death. And these investigations have gone nowhere, and this administration says they do not want to reopen them.
And that's the real scandal.
That's the real scandal. We tortured people to death. Somebody did. in the U.S. government.
So, listeners, we've talked a lot about torture on the show, as you know. What about the CIA assassination, quote-unquote, scandal? Do you care? Do you even, as the listener whose post I just read, want the CIA to go out and kill al-Qaeda leaders? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And is there a difference, Bob Baer, between, and again, I'm talking under the law or morality as you see it, between assassinating an enemy head of state we're at war with, let's say Hitler during World War II, to take the clearest example, and assassinating a non-state al-Qaeda leader, let's say Osama bin Laden after 9/11 and his declarations of war?
The Department of Justice and the CIA doesn't have a clue. In 1995, I was accused of trying to assassinate Saddam Hussein. In fact, we were going to surround his compound with 12 tanks and knock it down. Is that an assassination or an act of war? The lawyers at CIA, when I came back and was investigated by the FBI, couldn't tell me. They had some, you know...
Well, we weren't at war with Saddam Hussein in 1995, were we?
We were in a secret war. We had a lethal finding.
What does that mean?
That means we could use lethal force to remove him.
Who found this lethal finding?
Congress and the president.
Congress? Was it secret?
It was secret. It's been well covered in the press now.
So
and
there
you
was.
Didn't hear it from me. I'm just quoting the press. There was a lethal finding.
I didn't hear it from you. I don't know you. I never heard of Bob Baer, our guest here on WNYC. But you mean there is such a thing? And forgive me for not knowing this previously, but Congress can secretly declare war?
Yes. And it's classified top secret. And they can go out and they can declare war on anybody they want. And it doesn't have to be stated in public. And that's the effect of a lethal finding.
Wow. I mean, that's the real scandal, isn't it?
We are in a swamp here.
Yeah.
I realize we are in a legal swamp here.
Well, and it gets back to al-Qaeda, too, and whether the question is whether the U.S. is officially at war. Maybe that's why the Bush administration declared a war on terror rather than a law enforcement action against the 9/11 criminals.
Precisely.
Yes.
I mean, why not go down to Times Square and conduct assassinations against the New York Times when it leaks some information that helps the terrorists, as the administration said under Bush? I mean, you know, war on terror, it's possible. I mean, it's an unending war, the war on terror, the way it's defined.
Bob Baer, my guest on WNYC, Time Magazine intelligence columnist, author of The Devil We Know, Dealing with a New Iranian Superpower. No relation to anyone who may have told us that Congress has the power to secretly declare war. Mark in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Yes, the issue here keeps coming back to Cheney, and Cheney's, if you go and just kind of do the line of things, he was involved in the outing of Valerie Plame, a CIA agent, and then he's ordering the CIA not to tell Congress what they're pledged to tell them. This is the crux of this. It's not the assassinations. It's Cheney's participation in this. What power does Cheney have to do these things?
Cheney systematically, what I've seen and what people have told me, has broken the law for the 8 years he was in the White House. Can a vice president or a president break the law? This, in so many times, in so many instances, and we put it behind us. I don't think we should.
Mark, thank you. And Mark on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hello, Mark.
Hi. As a Republican, I'm just jumping for joy at the thought that the Democrats are going to concentrate on putting Cheney on trial and going after the CIA for trying to kill extreme Islamists and al-Qaeda. This is the one issue where we Republicans have all the public support, and I want you Democrats to just go after Cheney, indict him, do everything you can, go after the CIA. We'll win in 2010. You're doing the best thing you could do for us, whether or not you think you're doing the constitutional thing. You're doing the Republican thing. Congratulations.
Mark, thank you very much. Bob Baer, do you want to play political analyst and agree or disagree with Mark?
I'm a lousy political analyst. He's right, though. When we get attacked again, and we probably will, what people are going to remember is the Democrats went after the CIA, and people are going to say, where was the CIA? And they're going to say, look, the Democrats went after them. I mean, it is suicide on the part of the Democrats to go after this issue, because Americans, I think if you ask them, could we assassinate bin Laden, given the opportunity, 99% of them will say yes. They'll say, forget the morality. It's better than tens of thousands of Americans dying in Afghanistan. Let's kill the guy and get out. Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right, because this is a very volatile issue, and you know, it is. I think it's just crazy going after the CIA on this issue. What you do is you go after the CIA on these contractors who did go beyond the Department of Justice guidelines on interrogations. It's very clear they did. Those are the people, because it's very clear-cut, and Republicans and Democrats alike can agree on that one issue.
Andreas in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andreas.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is for the gentleman from the CIA. I am a relative of German war money, and we have all been dispersed around practically America, and I'm in New York. My question that I have is, if they are keep finding all of these problems with Mr. ex-Bush and the ex-vice president, why have they not been arrested for war crimes yet? I would love to see that.
Well, how about that, Bob Baer? Some countries may yet issue arrest warrants, if not for Bush himself, maybe for Cheney, maybe for people in the CIA, others with respect to the torture question.
Well, I think, you know, we have to face it. There are two classes of countries in the world, and we are a superpower, and we have an enormous vote in what is right and wrong, much more than a small country, for instance, in Africa. I mean, Charles Taylor is under trial because he comes from a small African country. You know, the world's unfair. What can I tell you?
Phil in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how have you been?
Okay.
Listen, you know, I hate to be the tough guy here, but I think the Phoenix program in Vietnam did a wonderful thing. I think out of about 100,000 enemy that were neutralized, we killed about a quarter of them. I think if we had done the same, actually even in Afghanistan, after we helped the Mujahideen, had we assassinated them, like the French assassinated people in Algeria, we'd be in a much better world today. And honestly, I wouldn't tell Congress a lot of stuff, especially this Congress. I think they've declared a secret war with cap and tax and the health care bill and taking over the auto industry. But to be honest, it's a dirty job. We have to protect our citizens. We have to protect the citizens of the West, the citizens who live in modernity against extremism. And, you know, there used to be a time when, like Harrison Keillor said, there were men who did what needed to be done.
Bob Baer, what are you thinking?
Well, look, what I'm thinking is, in 1995, if I had been able to kill Saddam Hussein when I was in Iraq, we'd be a lot better for it. I mean, that is just, that's the bare calculation of the whole thing. It's just, we'd have been a lot better for it. We would have avoided the invasion. We wouldn't have upset that system in Iraq, the confessional system that exists there, and we wouldn't have wasted all this money and lives. You know, morality, that's another question. And you're asking the wrong guy, an ex-CIA operative, about morality. But anyhow, that's my opinion.
Do you put the Phoenix program in Vietnam and the idea of assassinating al-Qaeda leaders today in the same moral category?
I think it's the same moral category. I mean, you know, we probably should be in the Pakistani mountains sending surrogates out to assassinate the crazies up there, you know, tribal surrogates, if we could do this, as opposed to using predators and hellfires or a Pakistani invasion of those mountains, we'd probably be better off. We'd probably save more lives. We'd be more effective. And this is what every American, except for a small margin of Americans, would prefer the CIA able to do. And that's just the facts.
Wouldn't end the threat to the United States if we knocked off bin Laden and a couple of top aides, right?
No, it's not going to end it at all. But it's better than using B-2 bombers to go after these people, because too many inevitably too many innocent people are killed.
Before you go, I just want to touch very briefly on Iran and the still churning aftermath of the disputed election there. Your most recent book is about that country, and you described the turmoil there this summer as a coup by the Revolutionary Guard against the clerics. So this is the military establishment versus the religious establishment?
It's what we're seeing is Khamenei is not truly a cleric. He's not an Ayatollah, but he's relied on the Revolutionary Guard to hold the country together. And Ahmadinejad is nothing more than his spokesman. And what they've done is conducted a quiet military coup against the 1979 clerics, Rafsanjani, Mousavi, so forth. And they are fighting back now. And what we're seeing today, this week, is the pieces of the Revolutionary Guard are not following orders. I think these are the rumors. So these guys in Qom, Rafsanjani and Khatami, are trying to reclaim the revolution from Khamenei, and they may just win. But it truly is the military against the old line clerics.
So give me your best intelligence as a former CIA officer. Is that government going down? Is another revolution brewing?
I think there's a good possibility that this is just cataclysmic. A change that's going on in Iran, and I think it's probably a good thing because Khamenei and his group and Ahmadinejad can only lead us into some sort of war with Iran.
Bob Baer, author of The Devil We Know, Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower, Time Magazine intelligence columnist, former CIA agent in the Middle East. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we will take your questions on health care for President Obama. If you could ask him a health care question at his news conference tonight, what would it be? You can call in now at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And if you want, you can keep that conversation going on our webpage about the morality of assassinating al-Qaeda leaders at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.